each week, it's a tidbit on a bit of a different gallery here. And this week, we're chatting to one of the duo from Nanda Hobbs Gallery, Ralph Hobbs. Now, Raj Nanda and Ralph Hobbs got together in 2003 to open an art gallery. Fast forward 18 years and one rebrand, and today Nanda Hobbs represents a suite of well-known artists, including Catherine Longhurst, Dee Smart, and Black Douglas. Their current show is Small Salon Works, and it's online, and it's a fantastic group exhibition with an array of smaller paintings. And Ralph joins us this morning. Ralph, thank you so much. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Really.
Can you believe it's almost been 20 years?
Yeah, no, it's quite scary actually thinking about like that. Yeah, no, it's been an interesting ride. So good fun though.
Yeah, can you remember when you and Raj got together and you were like, okay, let's open a gallery? Like, what was the inspiration there?
It sort of evolved over the in the early days, and Raj's background was in alternative assets and banking, and I was teaching art and making art, and we were both pretty sick of what we were doing, so that's how it all came to be. And really, we were looking at the internet as the future of the way art dealing could happen, because images were starting to be used, but there was quite a lot of resistance from collectors and also, I suppose, the establishment about using the internet as a way of distributing art and educating people. So we came in with a really strong education focus, because you know, a lot of our backgrounds were in teaching as well. And I remember the ABC News, TV News, did a story on this ridiculous idea of us actually selling art over the phone and over the internet. And 18 years later, seems to be the way of the world, because no one can go into galleries at the moment. So it's almost like we've been waiting for this to happen.
I was going to say, you 18 years in preparation for this moment.
Yeah, exactly. best prepared gallery in the world.
I love it. Now, you've got a fantastic show on at the moment, Small Salon Works. It's online. People can go on and view it. Tell us about it's a variety of artists. It's a group show. Tell us about some of the artists in the show.
Yeah, look, this is... What we really like to do is to keep people engaged with us. And so whether it be educational videos or stories or exhibitions or indeed little group salons, and we just like to keep things fresh and exciting. And so we were looking at this time going, because we'd paused some of the exhibitions we'd planned when this particular outbreak happened. We had planned to spend a few weeks just going through stock rooms and all that sort of stuff, because we had some amazing works that actually hadn't seen the light of day or hadn't been given much attention because of our full-on exhibition program. And we started pulling works out of stock room and went, oh my God, we've got this incredible exhibition, and we're actually going to do a few of them. And so all of these works are from our represented artists, and it becomes a really expansive way of us looking at the artists and the artwork that they're doing on a smaller scale. And there's some tremendous pieces in here, from some that were exhibited in shows, some, as I said, have never seen the light of day, some new, some older, and some of the artists represented are people, as I think you mentioned in the introduction, there's a beautiful Dee Smart portrait of Susie Porter, the actor, which is just exquisite. There's some Carolyn Zielinski works, who won the Portuguese prize last...
saw those ones in there when I was looking on the show yesterday. I saw those ones and I was like, yes, that's the Porsche Geach winner.
She sees the world completely differently. And again, I think she's an artist for this time. It's just fantastic. Paul Ryan, of course, has been hung in the Wynn Archibald and Sawman 30 odd times, and has just had a really successful show with us.
Yeah.
Adam Noodleman, who's based in Gippsland in Victoria, who's one of our oldest exhibiting artists. He's got some fabulous small works, and they are all generally reasonably small, and just ex- exquisite little gems. And the idea really, when the first lockdown happened last year, we started doing, I don't know if you've seen the video, about how to do a salon hang in
your house. It's so handy. And we'll link that to the show notes when we post it.
Yeah, great. So a lot of people really got into that. And it's really about demystifying and expanding your collection. So for, you know, there's a couple of works in here that are under $1,000. And, you know, there's a beautiful little James Drinkwater handwork etching of Albert Namatjira's house. And James won the Brett Whiteley Travelling Scholarship about 7 years ago, and it's just gone from strength to strength. And that just this small etching just tells such an incredible tale, and can work in with other small paintings. So we just want people to enjoy the experience. And I think at the moment, because obviously it's very difficult for us to travel anywhere, you know, everyone's looking at their, actually not difficult, pretty well impossible. Yeah. So, you know, you can lose yourself in art. And certainly having been in the business for a long time and gone through things like GFCs and stuff like that, it's great to switch off the telly, not read the newspapers, and just involve yourself in your own, you know, let your imagination roll with art. There's no better way.
Look, I would urge everyone to jump online and have a look at the Small Salon Work Show, because it is, there's abstract, there's portraiture, there's, like you said, there's a real array of works on there. Just one last quick question before I let you go. Black Douglas, he won the National Still Life Award this week. Can you tell us a little bit about that award and the work that was in it?
Well, I think that's an extremely exciting development for Black. He's just one of the really important artists working in Australia right now. He works in a pop sensibility, but this sculpture is a bronze of the old-fashioned silent cop, which there aren't a lot of them around anymore. And he's appropriated that, cast it in bronze, and then positioned a what's called a payback spear, which is was used in tribal law for administering justice, and it sits into the silent cop, and you can draw all your own conclusions. But it's really a conversation around Black Death in custody and injustice. And I first saw the proof of that a couple of years ago and thought it was one of the most extraordinary sculptures. And really, it was pretty well the catalyst for us starting to work together. And it's great that it's been recognised. And Lizanne McGregor, who's the 20-odd year director of the MCA, was the judge. And I think it really highlights not only, you know, what Black's talking about, but also the power of an artist. And what I'm really excited about with Black is his practice really moves through not only painting but sculpture, but also performance as well. And he's just technically fabulous. And,
Talented individual. Maybe we can get him on the show this week. I'll give you guys a call after the show this morning and see if we can sort that out.
Extremely entertaining. So, he's fantastic.
He's a great
man.
Hey, Ralph Hobbs, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Great chatting with you, and good luck with the next 20 years, hey?
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Bye.
We'll speak soon. Stay safe.